Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's on your farm? We love asking that question. And it's more than just asking the question. We also ask what's on your ranch. We actually like to see it. We like to come touch it and feel it and be part of it. And we're getting the honor to do that today at North Dakota's oldest farm, still owned by descendants of the original Pioneer family. Think about that. And a beautiful day out here today. Obviously, a little southern breeze kicking in here, but it's just beautiful. And the Evanson Moan family, nice enough to their descendants. Eight generations they can trace the lineage back to the Pioneer family. Homesteaded on, are you ready for this, Todd? Remember yesterday we were celebrating 100 year plus? We didn't quite get up to anybody at 150. But 1872, by my math, that's 150 years ago. That this farm was homesteaded. Is that not cool or what?
That is fantastic.
I know. And listen to this. So the original plow used to break the land was found in the woods. We're going to tell you the story today. The wooden handles had eroded, so they put some new oak handles in. But otherwise, the plow, just exactly as it was, is not only going to be viewed, it's going to be used in a celebration that's happening tomorrow. So it's pretty cool. How old do you think trees are out here? Specifically oak trees. Any idea on the age of trees?
120.
You're a little bit shy, but the biggest recorded oak tree in North Dakota is also here. 150 inches in circumference, and they estimate, wait for it, 460 years old. Isn't that something?
That's awful. Well, I'm not that old, Scott. I know I'm older than you, but not that much older than you.
Just a little, yeah. 460 years old. That's phenomenal. So anyway, we're going to meet the family members and talk a little bit about that. They have a big celebration planned in Mayville and Portland, North Dakota. That's where we're at. We're literally right between Mayville and Portland, which would be closer than Bismarck, Mandan, or Fargo and Moorhead, because there's rivers between those two. This one I can reach out and touch one town or the other. It's sort of like Grand Forks and, no, not even Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. What would be the closest analogy? I don't know, I guess Fargo, West Fargo, you know, where you can literally be on one side of the town and reach to the other. It's almost like that in beautiful Mayville, Portland, North Dakota. But they have a big parade on Saturday called the Mayport Parade, and the family members are going to actually be preparing floats in that, and that's part of the celebration, so this is really cool. And there is a river here, Goose River. It's a really nice river, and they're doing pontoon rides, and they've got a lot going on. So it's kind of fun, and we're really honored to be here. So I have a question of the day for you today, and I'm going to raise that, and then I'd like to take some calls, and also, as we did yesterday, make this the text question of the day at 701-237-1590. So put that in your contacts or favorites or whatever if you want to text me and answer this question. Who do you define as dangerous? And do you get concerned about other people being able to label people dangerous for political motives?
I think there are people that consider you dangerous.
I agree with that statement.
Just saying.
I've had people tell me, Todd Mitchell, what people he puts on that K-Fire Cafe, they just say everything as stupid as though. I said, well, why don't you call him? That's just dangerous to do what he's doing. What? It's called talk radio. You don't have to agree, but if you call him, you'll be able to talk to whoever you think is not getting challenged enough or whatever, right? We all have that.
Exactly.
But to your point, Todd, having somebody be able to say somebody else is dangerous, well, that's what passed the United States Senate last night. It said that if we deem you dangerous, we can take away your firearms. Now, if somebody truly is dangerous, some, mental health patient, whatever, obviously that person is dangerous. But I worry about what defines dangerous, A, because Donald Trump would be dangerous in the eyes of the same people that are going to be writing this legislation and defining dangerous. Anyway, the reason I'm bringing this up, legislation passed in the U.S. Senate last night with the help of 15 Republicans.
And those 15 Republicans did not include Kevin Cramer or John Hoeven, the senators from North Dakota. So I want to know what you think about that, and I want to know what your concerns are about that, because I guarantee you it's going to pass the House, and maybe even a little bit of a different flavor of it. And all the devil's in the details, and this is something we need to worry about. This is definitely something that you need to be concerned about. What else are we doing on the show today? There is a critical race theory concern among people who fear that our education system has already dumbed down the genius of America. You know, kids aren't necessarily taught about farms like this in 150 years ago and how they came to be. What they're taught about is that we should feel guilty because America was actually founded in 1619, not 1776, and we have more than one Independence Day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, is in every classroom in North Dakota right now CRT being taught? No, it's not. But there are people who want it to be. And there are in-service they're teaching that's going on in the Bismarck public school system. They had a middle school in-service, which basically means teachers going back to be taught, you know, to get continuing education themselves by avowed, very public proponents of CRT. So that's a transformation of how we teach kids about history. And if you go to the libraries in these schools, the books are there now. They're there now. They go as young as 3 and 4 and 5 years old to say they should be taught that America was racist. This is happening. I'm not like making this up. I'm not being dangerous, Dodd, with my rhetoric. It's actually happening. Now, thankfully, we live in North Dakota, so we don't do crazy things like bake this into the standards or whatever. But we buy a textbook that, you know, does it check the box of standards? Yes. But does it have stuff in there that's way more about 1619 than 1776? Of course we do. Of course we do. And that's why the Center for the American Experiment expansion from Minnesota into North Dakota is so important. And they're doing another series of town halls. Here's what I'd suggest. If this issue scares you to death, obviously you want to be there. If you have no idea what the acronym CRT even stands for, and you think this could be a bunch of crazy stuff, it also is for you. Because it's not a bunch of fire breathers up on a stage yelling and screaming. It's basic, simple education. And it's really informative. I've been to these. They're really, really good. They did, 20-some in Minnesota. They've done 2 already in North Dakota, and they're doing 2 more. Bismarck and Minot, Monday and Tuesday. We'll talk with a person that will be doing the presenting today on the program. Senator Kevin Cramer not able to join us on today's Talk Radio Town Hall for obvious reasons. He has, I believe, surgery today on his pinky finger. Much of this whole situation has been overblown to the point where people have reported he might have to have his arm amputated. And then it came down to maybe his hand has to be amputated. And I think ultimately there is a risk that all or a portion of his pinky would have to be amputated and possibly a tip on the ring finger from what I've said. I've not talked to Kevin, so I can't say. All I can say is what I said yesterday, that he texted me, I'm fine, media overblowing this. You know, so that's what came from Senator Cramer. And, he's had one surgery already that he refused to be put under for, I guess, because he wanted to know what they were doing. And then now the second one, I believe, is today. So certainly we want to keep him in our thoughts and prayers. But the worst case scenario on this is he's probably going to have more fingers than 80% of farmers in North Dakota. So, I mean, this isn't exactly like a devastating outcome of what's going to happen. So, but he's not doing the Talk Radio Town Hall today. And in his place will be Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, who we thank for pitch hitting on late notice because Senator Hoeven, Congressman Armstrong, and Governor Burgum were unable to do it, and Brent stepped up and said, I'll do it, so we appreciate that. So anything you'd ask Senator Cramer, but obviously probably more from a state perspective, but the first question I'm going to ask him is the first question that I was going to ask Senator Cramer, and that is, why do Republicans not fight like Democrats? Because this is the great frustration of people right now. They don't believe Republicans are fighting hard enough. They just don't. And they're very frustrated about it. So that was going to be a question for Kevin, who's been asked that question before, and answers it in the following way, because we don't want to become them. We'll see what Brent's answer is today on the program, our Lieutenant Governor in the great state of North Dakota. This show does not go without fine sponsors, and Pucklich is one of those fine sponsors. They threw me the keys to a Trail Boss LTZ, beautiful, beautiful Chevy Silverado. I mean, yesterday, as you know, I was in Watford City. We were at First International Bank and Trust, and certainly thank them for hosting us yesterday. That was great fun. And, you know, here I am today in Mayville, Portland. Okay, so left Watford City at 4 yesterday, but guess what? I could have just as well been in my living room. That's what I feel like about my trail boss. I mean, it's that, it's, and of course, when I hit a deer, I know the deer goes down, I don't. You know, so it's the safety features in this thing, the comfort level in this thing, the amenities that come with this thing, it is absolutely extraordinary. So Pucklich is North Dakota's home for Chevy for a reason, and they tell us, hey, Scott, anytime somebody asks from a farm or ranch for you to come out, do it on us, bring the pickup, toss them the keys if they want to do a little, you know, test drive, and if there's any, you know, Ford iron in the lot, maybe tell them the next time they ought to have a piece of Chevy iron or something like that. So we appreciate the folks from Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy, and sponsoring this tour and making this broadcast possible. So as you can see, busy show today. Question of the day, what does it mean to be dangerous, and who gets to define who's dangerous when it comes to gun control? Because everything you're going to hear about for the next 2 weeks, majority, even more probably than if the Supreme Court comes back today with the big decision we're all waiting for, this one is going to take precedence because the grab the gun crowd is sensing blood, ladies and gentlemen. And sadly, 15 Republicans decided to say, well, maybe this is better than what the bad. Thankfully, Hoban and Kramer did. More coming.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Hey, I'm sure you've heard that the big news. Greta is back, and she's on Newsmax. I watch Newsmax all the time. Greta's taking on big business, big Washington, and big media at 5 p.m. Central every weeknight with her new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren. Greta always gives you the real news. And she leads a great night on Newsmax with Rob Schmidt, who's talking about Biden's economic train wreck. And then there's Eric Bolling, exposing the woke agenda. More than 20 million Americans watch Newsmax. Millions are making the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. If your cable news system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it. If they won't carry it, switch to a system that does and download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. So tune into Newsmax tonight for Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, and Eric Bolling. Make the switch today to Newsmax.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Best part of coming to Mayville, Portland is I get to go through Harwood and stop at the PetroServe USA on my way home for a little lunch today. That's right, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. I almost brought some along this morning, and I thought, oh, well, it's a little early for that, and they're doing sandwiches out here. So Kind of cool. We're live and on location from the Bucklitz What's on Your Farm tour today at the oldest farm in North Dakota, still owned by the descendants of the original pioneer family. The Plows, even here, for crying out loud, from when it was homesteaded in 1872. You got eight generations of folks that can track their lineage back to these pioneer family of the Evanston-Mohn family. It's just, you can't even make it up. It really is amazing. Todd, do we have some breaking news? I believe we do. Ladies and gentlemen, this just in, the Supreme Court has overruled Roe versus Wade. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Well,
it happened. The decision eliminates the quote-unquote constitutional right to an abortion that had stood for half a century. Well, that's a factual statement. Abortion will not end in the United States of America. In the case of North Dakota, there's triggering legislation that would say now North Dakota will no longer allow the one abortion clinic that remains to operate. Guess what they'll do? Go across the river to Moorhead. But you won't hear much of that in the reporting this weekend. You're going to hear, oh, this means right now this state doesn't have it because that was in the law, so we can't do it if the federal government doesn't do it. Here's where I want people to calm down on this whole thing, okay? Because this is going to be one of the most dangerous, hypercharged weekends in a long time. This reminds me of you know, some of the BLM stuff and everything else. It will be ugly. It will be ugly. This is not a surprise to anyone because this was the opinion that was leaked. Samuel Alito did do the majority opinion, so we know it's the same opinion that was already leaked. I haven't heard yet if it's 6-3 or 5-4. I hope it's 6-3. I'd love it if it was 9-0. Even if they still put out a minority opinion saying, yeah, we knew we were going to lose, but let's just turn the temperature down. I don't think the current political environment or even the judicial environment in America would allow that. But this is extraordinary news. This is something so many people have fought so hard for. And lest you think their mission in life was to say you never, 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 never can have an abortion if I say so, they're saying abortion is wrong, killing a child is wrong, ending God's plan is wrong because life begins at conception. But you decide, and that's what's going to happen because now states are going to decide. California will have abortion forever. Minnesota's trying to turn Minnesota into an abortion destination. Can't get an abortion in Wisconsin? Come to Minnesota. Can't get an abortion in North Dakota? Come to Minnesota. So the founding fathers are smiling, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are sitting on a farm that's 150 years old. And part of the reason that homestead happened was because what the founders did in 1776. And the founders said, let's have the states build the federal government. Let me repeat that. The founder said, let's have the states build the federal government. Well, that has been turned on its head. That's been turned on its head. And Roe versus Wade did that more than anything. It said, North Dakota, no, you can't do that. Even though you have a majority opinion of citizens that would want to do it that way. They'd say, you can't do it that way. All this does is say, California, New York, North Dakota, Minnesota, you guys decide. So abortion is not ended in the United States of America today. Okay, 6-3. So obviously that means Roberts went along with us too. Wow, that's probably the statesman thing there because even if he wasn't going to, he had to now because Roberts, of course, comes from the ilk that, this is probably the right thing to do, but I'm worried about what the reaction is going to be to it. Remember, that's what he said. Because of the Obamacare term, is a tax, or is a tax not a tax, or you know, is it a free, is it whatever? So think about that. Just think about that. John Roberts thought, no, it actually isn't, and I should side with the majority, but I'm going to side with the minority because, and then the minority became the majority in the case of the thing. So that's his ilk. That's the
Roberts
DNA of John Roberts.
The majority.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. That's probably the most statesmanlike thing because his DNA is to say, I don't want to be part of anything that's going to cause a mob. And in my mind, we were thrilled John Roberts went on the court, thank you George W. Bush, because he wouldn't do things that way. And he's disappointed us mightily because it doesn't matter what the reaction is going to be. It matters what is the law. What does the Constitution say? But the fact that he's 6-3 on this, we give him full credit. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just think of Justice Scalia and those that have gone before that have toiled in the minority and been laughed at and mocked and everything else, this is just incredible. So I guess I'll take your reaction to two big Supreme Court decisions this week. One in which they stood up for the constitutional rights. And I'll tell you what, folks, I want every Republican that doesn't like Donald Trump to listen to what I'm about to say in a minute here. Okay? Because we had two decisions this week that would not have happened if Donald Trump hadn't been president and would not have happened if Donald Trump didn't fight like a junkyard dog. He got three Supreme Court nominees, and he never should have. He should have had two, and this decision probably would have went the other way because Roberts would have gone the other way.
6-3 to uphold Mississippi's ban after 15 weeks and a 5-4 vote to go further and explicitly overturn Roe and the constitutional right if established. So you got kind of two votes there.
So that's where we lost Roberts, probably. But it doesn't matter. The majority won. Right. So, you know, that's pretty extraordinary. Roberts is dancing on the head of a pin there as usual. But, you know, this is momentous. This is a big day. Now, it's not a surprise. We knew it was coming. And all these riots and everything that happened as a result of it, are just going to be repeated now. Because before they're saying, oh, I'm going to protest and I'm going to scream and I'm going to holler because you might do it. And now they're going to scream and they're going to holler and they're going to burn stuff because it is happening. And there will be some just vile, sick things said about coat hangers and all kinds of ridiculous.
Again,
I'm telling you, Todd, it'll happen.
You're right. I can see the memes already. I'm positive they're there in seconds, if not already.
100%.
You are correct. It was Roberts that descended on the second part. So you are correct on that one.
Yeah, he's a weenie. I don't know anything else other to say. I bought him on the 6-5, but he's a weenie. And he's doing that because of the reaction to it and preserving his brand as Chief Justice. Now, the outcome doesn't change, but it makes me puke. He doesn't have the guts of Donald Trump, and he should. He should, because he's got a majority in that court now because of Donald Trump. Because of Donald J. Trump, there is a majority of federalists, of people who say, no, it's not my job to decide what the law is. It's not my job to decide what the reaction to a change in the law is going to be, because you guys blew it over there in the Congress, and this, you never should have done it this way. And guess what? He can't be afraid to say a previous court blew it. We didn't have a problem saying that with Dred Scott, for crying out loud. Why did we have such a tough time to get this overturned? But I'm so happy I could cry because of the pro-life folks, not the big names you know, not a Father Pavone or even a David B. Wright, who is this the most wonderful guy from the 40 Days for Life organization and spread that across the USA like wildfire. I think of people like Pauline Kahneman and all the good folks at North Dakota's Right to Life. I think of Sandy Sanford. I think of Yana Murdahl. I think of people like the Ertzes, Pat and Gary Arts, who just have done so many wonderful things over the years. They were the people that were out in 20 below weather praying in front of an abortion clinic that were called crazy. And the reason they were called crazy is because they prayed. And they actually dared pray in front of an abortion clinic in the dead of night. And they weren't crazy.
People praying.
They were doing one thing that actually could change this, and it finally did, and was praying. And that's what makes me so darn excited about this. Are we happy about this decision in Mayville, Portland, or not? Listen to this, folks. This is unbelievable. We're going to meet some of those folks and get your reaction to this news. It's big, and I'm pumped. I hope you are, too. It's in. It's official. The Supreme Court has overruled Roe v. Wade, eliminating the constitutional right to abortion that stood for half a century federally. Very important. Not state by state. Federally. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, I'm sure you've heard the big news. Greta is back, and she's on Newsmax. I watch Newsmax all the time. Greta's taking on big business, big Washington, and big media at 5 p.m. Central every weeknight with her new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren. Greta always gives you the real news. And she leads a great night on Newsmax with Rob Schmidt, who's talking about Biden's economic train wreck. And then there's Eric Bolling, exposing the woke agenda. More than 20 million Americans watch Newsmax. Millions are making the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. If your cable news system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it. If they won't carry it, switch to a system that does and download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. So tune in to Newsmax tonight for Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, and Eric Bolling. Make the switch today to Newsmax.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Air travel is struggling as carriers are having difficult time keeping their schedules. Nearly 8,000 flights this week were canceled in the United States. Allied Pilots Association spokesperson Dennis Tager says airlines are overbooking, leading to cancellations.
We are beyond exhausted. They are trying to get us to fly to the maximums that the FAA has. The bad news is it means a flight cancels. When you schedule the airline to the max, you're going to have failures.
The Senate on Thursday approved a bipartisan gun control bill, clearing the way for a final congressional approval of what will be lawmakers' most far-reaching response in decades to gun control. The $13 billion measure would toughen background checks for the youngest gun buyers and help government put in place red flag laws that makes it easier for lawmakers to take guns away from citizens it deems unfit. USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and for that, we are eternally grateful not only to you, our fine listeners, who are really the audience that matters the most to us. I mean, we really have two constituents. One is advertisers, because if they don't put coins in the fountain, then we're not here, and you've got full disclosure on that. So if you hear me talking about MyPillow, you know that MyPillow is an advertiser. And in the case of MyPillow, every time you buy a pillow, they say, wow, I think we better do another year on that Scott Hennen program. So we are the longest-running partner on the radio with Mike Lindell and MyPillow. No other radio program has been on the air as consecutively, because usually people bought enough pillows, and you kind of run out of people that need more pillows or slippers or anything else. But because you buy the slippers and the sleepwear and the comforters and everything else, they continue to advertise. And I talked to Mike Lindell last week. He's working on an event coming up in August that he invited us to, and you'll want to stay tuned about that, because it's similar to the cyber symposium that they did previously, but it's going to be, I think, the next level of information on the stolen election, and it was stolen. But if you say that and Mike Lindell in the same sentence, now, you know, people say, oh, you said the election was stolen. Well, so did Hillary Clinton. But she doesn't sell pillows, so I'm going to buy them from Mike Lindell, for crying out loud. MyPillow.com, the Let Freedom Ring sale is on. That's what he called me about. Let Freedom Ring, he said, Scott, 66% off right now if you use the promo code Scott. Don't use the promo code WDAY, because then Jay Thomas gets credit, and I lose a bet, and that drives me crazy, Todd. You know what I mean? I hate losing a bet to Thomas, and he might win one here, and I win one there. But you know, don't use that WDAY promo code.
Yeah, I like MyPillow.com. Jay, but I've been using the promo code Scott every time.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Todd. MyPillow.com. Call them at 800-506-9028. So your reaction to this momentous decision, welcome here on the program. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford will join us for the Talk Radio Town Hall, which now obviously is going to be a little bit different given this decision today. So we're looking forward to having Brent on for the full hour in the 10 o'clock hour. Right now I want to introduce you to LaVon Nelson. LaVon is the great-grandson of the pioneer Evanson-Mohn family. And this farm is really neat. It's the oldest farm in North Dakota, still owned by descendants of the original pioneer family. It's 150 years old, and there's a tree, an oak tree here, that's 460 years old. You can't make that up, LaVon. This is really a special day. Thank you so much for the invite and having us here today.
Oh, this is really great. We're here to basically to honor our forefathers. They had the cumbersome to come to North Dakota and homestead when there's nothing else out here. It's just a prairie and the woods along the river, and they're the first ones to settle here in this area.
What do you know about them?
Well, personally, nothing. I mean, Grandma died in 1936, and I was born in 41, so my memory doesn't quite stretch back that far.
Understandable, yeah. Have you met the descendants still in Norway?
Yeah, we went to Norway 6 years ago and met, on one side of the family, we met one of my dad's last cousins. Tomorrow we're having there are three girls that were born here that had families, one of them was my great-grandmother, the oldest one, and the youngest one was named Olga, and she was born here in this house in 1885, and her daughter is going to be here tomorrow. She's 96 years old. She's come from Bonner's Ferry, Idaho, just to be with us.
Incredible. And, you know, Saturday, the big Mayport Parade happens. The Summerfest is a blast in Mayville, Portland.
Yeah.
And so this whole celebration is coinciding with that as well. I mean, they're doing pontoon rides on the Goose River, and the whole family's going to serve up ice cream, aren't you? Root beer floats or something? I think that's
well, I got to correct you on that one there. The pontoon ride idea was good, except Mother Nature interfered, and we got a big washout.
We
can't even get the boat in the water.
Is that why you're doing the ice cream floats, just to make up for it there? I think that's fantastic. What are your favorite memories of this place?
Well, I was born and raised here. I was born here in 1941. I'm one of the members of the fourth generation. There's a total of eight now. On Saturday in the parade, we'll have five of my great-grandsons will be in the parade, and they're the seventh generation.
Wow.
And we're fortunate today to have my cousin Leon came up from Kalispell, Montana.
Well, we don't want to take too kindly to Montanans in the
I know.
But
we put up with them.
He was telling me that a relative of his was born actually in North Dakota, but he still says he was born in Far East Montana.
That's so, right. That's right.
I love those Montana-North Dakota jokes. They're pretty darn good, that's for sure. Well, who else is here? Who else is going to be here for this celebration?
We don't know for sure how many, but we expect 80 to 100.
Wow.
Yeah. And these are, there's actually eight generations, but the youngest are, the eighth generation, there's 20 in that generation. And there's like 145 in the seventh generation. And totally, from those three girls that had families, there's 726 blood descendants come from this place. That does not include spouses. No, spouses are kind of important, you know. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been 726. But
this guy is—he just is getting in a little trouble there. Of course, they're important, right? Yeah, exactly right. Spouses and 1776 in the same sentence. You should give you a microphone regularly for the. They sure are important. There's doubt about it. It's been fun to be here today and have folks cheering and having a great time. Tell me about the tree that's out here.
Well, it's down by the Goose River. It sits probably about 60, 70 feet from the riverbank. It's calculated to be about 470 years old. And it's 150 inches around, measured by the North Dakota Forestry Department. Believe it or not, North Dakota's got a forestry department, even though we only have 17 trees.
That's how government works.
That's how government works.
Yeah, exactly right. By the way, so I think I just heard you say 150.
It's 150 inches in circumference.
And the anniversary
of this farm is 150 years.
Wow.
That's 1 inch per year.
Isn't that amazing? Unbelievable. And now you're estimating that it's, is it literally 460 years old?
We think it's about 470. Oh. My dad worked for Davy Tree Company in Flint, Michigan in 1927. And he knew a lot about trees. And there's an elm tree down here by the river that died of Dutch elm disease about 35 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he measured that elm tree, and it was 150 inches around. He measured the oak, and that was 150 inches around. So when he cut the elm down, he counted all the rings, and one ring per year. And the elm tree was 460 years old. And he divided that by 60. He knew that that oak grew slower than elm. Matter of fact, oak, bur oak grows about 60% of the rate of elm. So you divide 260 by 60, you get 433 years.
So that's not a tall tale. That's
concrete. Yeah. I mean, there's no, we haven't done anything to the tree. We didn't do any boring or anything. But anyway, that's about 35 years ago. So that tree's at least 468 years old.
That is really phenomenal.
Yeah.
And the other neat thing I see here is that plow. And, you know, you see plows like that once in a while and you pull into a yard. But this one has some pretty special significance. Tell us about that.
Yeah. My great-granddad, when they came up, they got as far as to Albert Lee, Minnesota, and he ran out of money. This is according to what my dad's mother told him. So he got a job, or maybe two jobs, and he made enough money to buy a team of oxen, which is called a yoke of oxen, a wagon, and that plow. And they proceeded. In the fall, they got as far as to between Hillsboro and Mayville. They weren't even in existence yet. There was no Hillsboro and Mayville. And they lived in a dugout along the Goose River. And in the spring, they came here and lived in a dugout again while they cut down trees to make a log cabin. And so they lived at least 2 years in a dugout, him and his wife and two little girls. My great-grandmother being the oldest of the two.
I didn't even know a dugout was a thing. I thought you built a little,
yeah,
little one-room shack and, you know, build from there.
But yeah. Well, it was one room, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's just underground, not above.
7-8 feet square, probably.
Wow.
You know?
Wow, wow. And then what came next?
Well, after that, then he built a log cabin, which stands exactly where the house is right now.
Still here?
Still here.
Oh, my gosh.
The log cabin was replaced by the house. And, of course, Dad never had much money, and so it was one room at a time type thing. So
yeah.
through the years, and the house is what it is today. And there's still half an oak log between the first and second stories. And it's as solid as the day it was put in there.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And that plow, how did the plow get... How'd you find that plow?
Well, Dad said that plow is down in the woods someplace. He said, if you can find it back, he said, that's the plow that broke the farm. Well, if you go down in the woods, they're talking about burning grass up to your waist, and they're talking about all kinds of weeds, and I found the plow back.
Unbelievable.
And we dragged it out, and about 5 years ago, my brother-in-law, Ralph Peterson, came through the state of Ohio, and he knew some Amish people there. He bought a pair of oak handles from the Amish, so he brought them here, and I put the oak handles back on the plow, and we're going to plow with it tomorrow.
Do people around Mayville, Portland know about all this?
Pretty much so. No, we never really promoted it.
This is the oldest farm in North Dakota still, you know, with the descendants who we're going to talk to in a little bit that are actually living here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if it's a kind of a North Dakota thing where you go, oh, well, shucks, yeah, you're 150, I'm 130, 120, whatever, no big deal. But I just think it's a big deal. Does it feel like a big deal?
It does. It really does feel like a big deal because God has just provided for 150 years.
Very. Who else could have pulled that off?
Yeah, right.
Right?
Right.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And speaking of big deals, what do you think of this truck that you're sitting in the cab of behind the wheel?
Well, it's not like that red one alongside, but it's pretty good.
Oh, don't tell me. He's got a 12-year-old Ford, and I can't talk him into buying my 2020 Chevy Trail Boss here, by golly. I'm telling you, let's go for a little fun out wherever that plow started. I'm up for the challenge, okay?
Is this got four-wheel drive?
Of course.
Oh, man. I didn't know Chevy made that.
Oh, my God. You know I'm here because Chevrolet, right? What a delightful conversation, Levon. I really, really, really do, and we're going to meet some other folks as well. But Levon is the great-grandson of the pioneer Evanston-Mohn family that 150 years ago homesteaded right here 8 generations ago.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Anything else you want to tell our listeners before we let you go?
Well, yeah, I got to get back to Montana for a little bit.
Give me a good Montana joke.
Yeah, a good Montana joke.
Yeah.
Cousin Eddie out there, I said, hey, Eddie, I heard that they increased the drinking age in Montana to 35. No, he hadn't heard that. He says, why on earth would they increase the drinking age to 35? I said, it's because they're trying their best to keep alcohol out of the grade schools.
That's a good one. Check that box on that one. Levon, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. More coming up from North Dakota's oldest farm today on What's on Your Mind. Is that fun or what? For Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
The Red River Valley Fair is back and better than ever, Friday, July 8th through Sunday, July 17th. The 10 best days of summer are getting closer, which means it's time to purchase your Mega Pass. Purchase before July 7th to enjoy unlimited gate admission and unlimited rides at the Red River Valley Fair. That's right, unlimited admission and rides with a Mega Pass. Get your Mega Pass today and get the most out of your Red River Valley Fair experience. For more information, go to RedRiverValleyFair.com.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Location of North Dakota's oldest farm today with, I wonder how old the oldest tree in North Dakota is. Don't know the answer to that. Somebody knows that this record can be topped, 150-inch oak tree, oldest, I'm sorry, biggest ever recorded oak tree in North Dakota, 460 years old, 150 inches in circumference. That's pretty incredible. It's been a great story today. Julie Tweet actually lives on the homesteaded family location that has that log cabin as part of it. Julie, thanks for having us today. Appreciate us letting you invade the yard here.
Thank you for coming out today in this wind.
Yeah, no, what's your favorite memory about all this?
Well, when I was growing up, my grandparents lived in this house. And for those of you who have grown up with wonderful grandparents and a wonderful relationship with them, could you ever imagine the dream of living in your grandparents' house someday? It's like the best place you could go.
So you're Generation 5.
I am Generation 5.
Yeah, and your kids are 6.
Yep.
Yeah.
And my granddaughter would be Generation 7.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And do you think they grasp that? Do they get that? Is that something you as a family talk a lot about?
Well, my kids have been surprised at school, and they'd have school projects, and they ask the children in their classrooms about their genealogy, and nobody has a clue. And my kids, it's a big deal in our family. So, I mean, we maybe know more than the average relatives. Then
that's good, though. That's something parents should teach their kids about, right?
And a kind of a fun little fact about my own little family is I grew up 100% Norwegian and actually married a man who's 100% Norwegian. So I have 100% Norwegian children living in this house, which is kind of a fun little fact.
That's a fun little fact. Have you ever done the DNA deal where you...
We have not.
You should, because I thought I was majority German, and I was more Norwegian than German.
Well, good for you.
I know, but I got a little boy. I think it's 67% Norwegian, according to DNA, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, your cousin is here.
Yes.
And Annette Strzok actually sent us the email to tell us about this. She's the great-great-granddaughter of the Pioneer couple. Annette, thanks for that email.
Oh, absolutely. I knew you loved this type of celebration, and you loved what the farms do to the quality of life in North Dakota. So I knew you would be into this, so I'm glad you could come.
No, I was so struck by the email and everything else and the invite, and of course our friends at Pucklich give us a truck and say, so you're going to have to work your uncle over a little bit on that whole Ford Chevy thing, but Pucklich says, take the trail boss out and go to the farm. So we're here with the Silverado that's fun, so they allow us to come here. What's your favorite memory about this place?
Well, I grew up in Fargo, and my family, my mom grew up down the hill from this wonderful old home that Julie lives in. And we would come quite often in the summer because my mom loved this place. And her love of this land and the people here kind of just filtered into our hearts, I believe. My sisters, my cousins, we would come here and play with these wonderful relatives. We would eat their amazing food and hear the stories, because they were storytellers
that were really, they
just made everything come alive. And you could hear that in Levon, I'm sure.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's how Bernard, Levon's dad, was. He would be able to talk for length for many things, many topics. He was an inventor. He was a blacksmith, a farmer. He loved the Lord. He recited lots of scripture. And so I was just intrigued with this family who did not have a television. You know, they just had this oral tradition. And anyway, it was so fun. And I have recipes of Alvild, Bernard's wife. And their food and their music, to hear them sing is just like a choir.
Oh,
and it just
You're giving me goosebumps, because I think of the exact same thing. We just got back from Norway,
yeah.
You know, and talk about the food. Holy buckets, I have 6 pounds to shed now. You know, I mean, this is just insane. You know, the food and the stories and the love. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, these descendants didn't have a choice of whether or not to go,
yeah,
if they wanted to survive, literally. It was about eat or don't eat,
yeah,
you know. And so to have this premise and this promise and yeah, and the ability to do this and then come here and then have a parcel of land like this, are you kidding me? That's winning the lottery.
Yes, because we heard from Levon that people in Norway were very concerned about the 30s, what was life like here in North Dakota? And Gertrude, I believe, had said that we have food. We don't have to grind up bark to put in our bread like we did back home in Norway.
Think about that.
They were grateful. And the Bible verse that Gertrude would say was, "The Lord is our shepherd, we do not want."
Yeah.
And that says it all.
That's how you get to sleep after a tough night pushing that plow that's out there that
yeah,
you know, no, yeah. And I don't know. I'm living in a dugout.
Yep. I had an uncle Willard Nordstrand, who wrote a poem called Abundance, and he would say they had abundance, they had enough.
Wow.
They had enough, and that was abundance.
I can't tell you enough how happy I am you sent that email and to hear this story. You know, it really is amazing. We're going to chat briefly with a couple other family members after the show here, and we'll have that in our news coverage of this, because this event is happening this weekend, the annual Mayville Portland Summerfest, and there's a big parade on Saturday, a celebration tonight. What are you doing again tonight? Julie, I know you got something going tonight.
Yeah, tonight we're going to kick off here with relatives coming over. We're hoping to have a cookout, but we'll see what this weather does for us. We might be a little in more than out. But
it's beautiful, just a little more wind than we'd want, right?
Yeah, there's some rain and some storms in the forecast, but we've been praying that those will stay away. We'll see what happens.
The Lord will provide.
He does.
Yeah, exactly right.
He knows
what's
best, so
exactly
if he wants us to cram in the house, we'll cram in the house.
Thanks for having us, and thanks for cheering at today's good news, too. That made it special. I'll always remember this day. The Supreme Court did what we wanted them to do. God bless. Thank you all. We appreciate you having us.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.